Hello, Chantel. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me today.
No worries. Thank you very much for joining us. So could you please tell us exactly what the Change Your Mind movement is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a foundation I've started to really encourage people to have positive mental health and to change their minds around how they think about it and how they feel about it.
Fantastic. That sounds like a great initiative. And so could you tell us how hypnotherapy works?
Yeah, sure, of course. So hypnotherapy really is my tool of choice with my therapy. My skill behind it is psychotherapy, but I use the hypnotherapy to really implant the ideas and the seeds in a really highly effective way. So you've got to have the skills behind it, and then you use the hypnosis to implant them and create some changes. So when we find people have problems with their mental health, things like anxiety, they tend to run patterns of thinking and perspectives on how they see the world. Using hypnosis as a tool really goes into the mind at an unconscious level and can make really big changes on perception.
Okay, fantastic. And how did you yourself actually get involved in this? How did you learn how to do these techniques?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was on a bit of a mission. I had a lifetime of anxiety. I got to the point where I had panic attacks and I was having a lot of trouble coping with life. So I kind of went on a mission. I started just studying psychology and seeing a psychologist. And I soon learned that all these sort of patterns of thinking, I could become really, really aware of what they were and what my triggers were that sort of set off my anxieties. But being aware of them, I found just wasn't enough. So I kind of stumbled upon the fact that in our first early years of life, the first 0 to 7 years, we kind of live in an unconscious state, and that's where all of our views of ourselves and the world happen. So then I discovered hypnosis sort of goes into that and creates changes at that core subconscious level where those patterns were formed. So I went and saw who ended up being my teacher, an amazing hypnotherapist, Gordon Young, and he was so wonderful. I went on to study and become a hypnotherapist.
Wow, fantastic. What a journey.
Yeah, it's been a big journey, but it's really great and it's empowering. I think knowledge and understanding is power.
Yeah, brilliant. And so is hypnotherapy as effective as medication for the treatment of anxiety? Is that something we're able to gauge?
That's a really interesting question. So the way I view it is medication is a great tool to calm you down and get you to a great, calm, sort of relaxed state where you can make changes and get some sort of therapy. So whether it's psychotherapy or it's psychology or counselling, it sort of calms the body down for a lot of people to get them to that point. But I don't necessarily think that it's the answer. I think people will find when life gets challenging again, they'll be stuck in the same sort of situation. So I think hypnotherapy and psychotherapy work in a way of fixing the problem rather than putting a Band-Aid on it. They're changing the way you do things so that you can do them differently, view them differently, and live differently.
Yeah, fantastic. So it seems as if hypnotherapy kind of approaches the mind rather than just the kind of chemical imbalances and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. It does. Because I believe that anxiety is a process. It's something that we do. It's not something that we are or something that we have. It's not like a broken leg or a punctured lung or anything like that. It's actually something we do. It's a process we do, a way we view the world. And it starts off with like our natural responses to stress, which are like the flight and fight response. But it can really get out of hand with some people, and they have a lot of trouble navigating themselves in the world in a really calm and functional way. And that's when this sort of stuff works really well.
Yeah, of course. And so are many of the patients that you see also on medication, or do they opt to solely have the psychotherapy?
I have some people that come in and they are taking medication. I have some people that come in and medication hasn't been effective for them. I found with myself that actually the medication made me very, very ill, and I was extremely unwell and ended up in hospital. So it doesn't work for everybody. And I think most people that come in are looking for, they don't want to be like this and they don't want to live like it any longer. And they're looking for, you know, a natural way of approaching it that's highly effective.
Yeah, of course. Fantastic. And it's great that you're able to provide that for them. And so finally, as a last question, it seems that many of the sessions available are directed towards children and young primary school kind of age people. Why exactly is that?
Yes, so I have two sections of the Change in Mind movement. So I have private sessions with adults, teens and children who are suffering from anxiety. But my passion would definitely be around children. So the Change in Mind movement has classes that run a few days a week in the Des Moines area, and they'll be starting at Des Moines Public School as well really soon, which is so exciting. And I know that the unconscious mind forms at such a young age. Like, you look at children playing in the yard, and they're so mindful and they're so present in the moment, and they're using their imagination and they have thoughtful play and they're really involved in where they are. It's such an empowering age to create changes. And I just think if we can tackle anxiety and mental health issues while kids are really young, then we give them really a positive, you know, start for the rest of their lives. The stats are really big at the moment. Beyond Blue just released some statistics about mental health in Australia for our kids and teens. So we have the highest rate of teen suicide in the world. It's outrageous.
Wow, and that's insane.
Yet kids between the age of 4 and 17 have a lot of mental health issues, and one in every two Australian school students in a classroom have an anxiety disorder that's been diagnosed by someone in the medical field, which is pretty high.
Wow, that's outrageous, yeah. And so, these sessions kind of help to target that before it develops into something a little bit more intense as they age.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing I teach the kids is that they're in control of their mental health. I teach them how the brain works. We learn about all the different areas of the brain, the flight or fight response, how to recognize when they've been activated. And then they're really loaded up with skills on how to calm themselves down, manage their emotions. And we do like the art of happiness, mindfulness. We do meditation. We do growth mindset, the power of yet, learning empathy, confidence, self-compassion. It's a really big course, but we do it in a really fun, easy way.
Yeah, fantastic. That sounds like an amazing opportunity for those kids. And I think so too. Yeah, I hope it all goes well, and good luck with all of it.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for having us on the show. For being on the show, sorry.
Anytime.
Cheers.